the conviction of Thomas Slab Murphy for tax evasion came during the election campaign. Does Sinn Féin still think he's a good Republican?
Yes, we do, and there are many people who have been convicted for tax offences, and many of them involved in the political system in the South, and probably none of them convicted through the Special Criminal Courts, and none of them having the same degree of media attention that Tom Murphy. Fine Gael have been convicted for tax issues in relation to the party.
Well,
generally,
it's not about whether there's media attention, it's about whether why you think someone who is dodging tax, in other words, you know,
well,
you could interpret stealing money from hospitals, schools, roads, is a good Republican.
We have made it very clear that everyone has responsibility to pay their tax. He's in the process, I think, of an appeal, as far as I know. I'm not too sure the exact detail because it all happened in the middle of the election. But we've made it very, very clear that everyone is supposed to pay the tax. And the criticism coming from others in the South, given the record, the Ansbacher accounts and all of the issues that have gone on down there, is a little bit hypocritical. But nonetheless,
why are you backing a man that's stealing money from the public?
We're not backing anyone from anything. We're saying everyone has a responsibility to pay their taxes.
But you just described him as a good Republican.
That's a very clear statement. We talked about his record in terms of supporting the peace process and his influence in bringing other Republicans along a journey towards a peaceful path. And that is one thing we have said, that everyone has responsibility to pay their taxes. And we have also said that it's very clear that some of the commentary on this, given the record of some of the elected representatives in the South and the political parties in the South and their friends in the Golden Circle, rings somewhat hollow. But nonetheless, we deal with these things and we move on. We have had a good election. We're very pleased with that. We have had some where we narrowly missed out, some including Padraig McLaughlin, where we're very disappointed.
Yeah, but hold on a minute. I want to ask you one more question about Thomas Slab Murphy.
Okay.
Will your party...
fascination with all
will
of
your
this,
party,
but nonetheless, I come on to talk about our electorate.
Will your party distance anyway, yourselves now from a tax dodger?
Sorry?
Will your party distance yourselves from a tax dodger? Will he no longer be welcome in the Sinn Féin circles?
Well, he's not a member of Sinn Féin as far as I'm aware, so he's not in the Sinn Féin circle.
Well, how do you know he's a good Republican?
I've gone over this. As I say, I come on to talk about our electoral success, but you, I suppose, like a lot of the media in the South, are fixated with Thomas Murphy's affairs. What I'd say to you very clearly is he played a very key role in terms of bringing republicanism along the path in terms of supporting the peace process, and he deserves credit for that. We have said very, very clearly everyone is expected to and must pay their taxes. That includes all of the big companies in the South. That includes all of the people in the Golden Circle and their friends in the political circles who have cheated the country for many years. They're all expected to and should pay their taxes.